Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, the mic, okay, sorry. Okay. Welcome to the Yarchi Kala, third annual Yarchi Kala, Tashinayin test. The learning this week should be an Iyui Nishmas to the founder of Eish HaTorah, our leader, Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And the way it's going to be split up this year, for those who've been here before, is that the theme of 9:15 in the morning every single day will be one of the six constant mitzvos, an area of the Torah that Rav Noach emphasized in a very significant way, very serious way. After that, we're going to prepare Mar Makomos and learn a sugya more b'iyun in depth of about Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name, what that means. And then every day at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a very special shiur on one of the 48 ways to wisdom. One of the Menches Kinyani HaTorah from very special speakers, some from outside of the yeshiva, some from inside the yeshiva. Everyone should take a look at the schedule so you're up to date as to what's going on. Okay, I'd like to start this morning just a little bit of an intro to speak about some of those topics all together. And that is to begin with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name. Everyone has the packet. The ninth mitzvah, counted by the Rambam, is that we are commanded to sanctify Hashem's name. What does that mean? What does it mean to sanctify Hashem's name? So the Rambam, in Parakeh of Hilchos Sodei HaTorah, the first source, says, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvin al Kiddush Hashem. Everyone is commanded to sanctify God's name, because the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I will become holy, I'll be sanctified within the Jewish people. I'm also warned not to desecrate God's name in any shape or form. Now in Halacha Beis, source 2, the Rambam writes, the Rambam says that Kiddush Hashem man number one, we'll call him. Kiddush Hashem man number one is someone who gives up his life for the sake of Hashem. He actually dies for the sake of Hashem. The Rambam writes in the second source that only applies to three different sins. Whether it's worshipping idols, idolatry, illicit relations, murdering someone. If any of those three come and a person is challenged that they have to do one of those three big averos, big sins, so you have to give up your life. When you do that, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, sanctify God's name. And the Rambam dedicates nine halachos, nine different parts of this chapter to explain when yes, when no, when you're allowed, when you're not allowed to give up your life. And we're not going to get into that. Just try to introduce this right now. But Kiddush Hashem, man number one, is someone who gives up his life for the sake of Hashem. Okay. Then there's Kiddush Hashem, man number two. And that's found in source number 3. And the Rambam says as follows. We'll skip into the middle of the paragraph. 7 lines in the middle of the line. It says, V'chein kol ha-porish me'aveira, o asa mitzvah lo mipnei davar ba'olam, lo pachad, v'lo yira, v'lo levakesh kavod. If a person refrains from sinning, not because he's going to become famous. Do you see that guy? He didn't do that bad thing. Or because he's scared of someone, that's why he doesn't do it. But he does it for one reason only. He abstains from a certain sin, and that is because God doesn't want him to do it. That's it. This could be privately in his own room, late at night when no one's looking. It could be in the corner somewhere. It's not public. No one might find out about this. The Rambam says when someone refrains from sinning, just for the sake of the fact that it's a sin, he has sanctified God's name. He has fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. This is Kiddush Hashem man number 2. And the Rambam says that this is like Yosef HaTzadik. who was enticed to perform a sin, and he didn't do it, not for honor, not so he can become famous and recorded in the Torah. He didn't do it because Hashem didn't want him to do it. And therefore, Yosef was called a tzaddik. He's the only person that's called a righteous person. And he has sanctified God's name. Kiddush Hashem number two. Now this is very strange. If you'd ask me, take a step back on the side for a minute. What came out of Yosef's action? The wife of Potiphar went ahead and made up a whole scandal and said that Yosef did something very bad to her. At the end of the day, what Yosef didn't do caused, I would have thought, a chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name. Everyone in the world thought that Yosef was a bad guy. And yet, the Rambam writes that because Yosef refrained from sinning for one reason and one reason only, for the sake of God, because Hashem didn't want him to do it, that is called the Kiddush Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem, man number two. Then the Rambam writes, in Halacha Yud Aleph, source number four, that there's Kiddush Hashem, man number three. Who's Kiddush Hashem, man number three? He says as follows, V'yesh dvarim acherim shem b'chlal chilul Hashem. There are other things that could be a desecration of God's name. V'hu she'yase otam adam gadol b'torah u'mefursam b'chassidus dvarim she'abrios meranum achelot b'shvilam. You have a guy who's knowledgeable in Torah, he's a righteous person, or for our sake, anyone who represents Torah Judaism. That means every single person in this room. Any person who they look at the person and say, oh wow, that's what a Torah Jew is supposed to be like. That is what a religious Jew is supposed to be like. V'afapi she'inin averos. If he does something which isn't even a sin, but it's something that made people uneasy, made people uncomfortable, they think it's inappropriate. Harizeh chilas Hashem. He has desecrated God's name. Kigon, for example, shalakach ve'eino nosin. He bought something and he didn't give demei amekach. He didn't pay for it. La'alta, right away. He said he's going to pay for it. But he said, you know, I'll pay you later. V'hu sheyeshol, but he has the money. V'nimsu amochim tovim v'hu makifin. And the people want the money. And he puts it on credit and he tries to get around it. He circumvents it. He's going to pay. See, it's not, he didn't do anything wrong. He's not stealing. Of course he's going to pay for this thing. But he didn't pay right away. And they know that he has the money. So they don't look so high at that person. Osha yarib b'schok, where he makes a lot of jokes. So b'achila, eats a lot, ishti, and drinks a lot. Eitzalam me'aretz, with people that aren't such a good influence on him. U'b'neim. Osha dibrum abrios eno b'nachas. He spoke with people not in a nice way. Not in a calm way. And he doesn't greet people with a happy, smiley face. Are you a sinner if you don't say hello to someone with a big smile on your face? Of course not. That's not a sin. But if you see someone that you look up to, that represents what a person is really supposed to be like, supposed to be like the divine, and he doesn't give you such a nice welcome, so you start to have ill feelings towards that. About katata v'kas, of course, if he makes fights or he has some anger, the keotri dvar ma'elu akolufi godol, depends on how great you are. The greater you are, the more careful you have to be with the things that aren't sins. Sarshi daktik al atzmo, you have to be careful with yourself. V'yasal efnim mishur sadin, you have to go beyond the letter of the law. V'chenim diktik achacham al atzmo, and he says the reverse as well. If a person is very careful with himself, he always speaks in a nice, pleasant way, in mabrios with other people, and he is mixed in, he mingles with people, and he greets them with a nice smile, he respects people, even to people that are less than him, he does business in an appropriate way, and he doesn't spend time with the people that he shouldn't be spending time with. Fine, he gives a very nice picture of someone learning Torah. Everything is beyond the letter of the law. He's in the taxi cab, and the driver tries to rip him off. and you know that you're right, and you're not going to give an extra penny, but he thinks he's right, so you give a little bit of extra money so that he doesn't get upset at you, doesn't think that you're a bad guy, but you know you're right, and you can call the police right now and demand from him the money. But you give in. You say, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm going to show I'm a mensch, I'm a good person. So people start to praise you. So they love you. And they desire to be like you. They look at your actions and say, I want to be like that. That person has sanctified God's name. Man number three. Three people. One who gives up his life instead of violating one of the big three sins. Two, someone who refrains from a sin. No one knows about this one. He refrains from it purely for the sake of God. Not for honor, not for fun, not for enjoyment. Purely for the sake of Hashem. And number three, he acts in a way that's beyond the way he's obligated to act. The way he speaks, the way he looks, the way he intermingles, the way he acts in business. He goes beyond. And that elicits a response of people saying, whoa, I want to be like him. I like this guy. Look at his actions. I want to learn from him. All those three people are considered, have fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the question is, what is the common denominator between these three? At first glance, these three people are completely different. But it's the same mitzvah. The same mitzvah must mean that there's a common yesod, a common denominator linking all these three people. So now let's take a step back for a moment and explore one of the six constant mitzvahs. One of the six constant mitzvahs is called Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say that God is one. What does it mean that God is one? What does it mean Yichud Hashem? This is a big topic. But one aspect of Yichud Hashem is that everything in the world is Hashem. And we'll see what we mean in a minute. The Gemara tells a story in Maseches Brachos, Samach Aleph and Beis, that's source number 5. It speaks about the time that Rabbi Akiva was being killed. B'shasha utzilas Rabbi Akiva lahariga, they brought him out to execute him. Zman kriya shma haya. It was the time of to say shma. Vayusorkin es besaro, they were raking his, scraping his flesh. The masrekos with these combs, so bars of iron. Vaymekabel av omachu shamayim. And he started to say shma. Amalo talmidav, his student said to him, Rabbeinu, our master, Ad Khan. Really? This is what happens. He's saying shma. You're being killed. Amalahem, kol yamai, my entire life, hayiti mitzdal pasuk zeh. It was a pasuk that I wanted to fulfill. B'chol nafshecha, we say in the second pasuk in Shema. V'ahavtes Hashem elokecha b'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha. Right? With my whole soul. Afilu notos nishmascha. Even if they're going to take your soul, they're going to kill you, you're going to give up your life for God. Amarti matay avo lidei v'kamenu. When can I fulfill this mitzvah? V'achshav shebo liyadi, and now that it came to my hands, lo akamen, I'm not going to fulfill it. Hayamarich be'echad. He said the word echad in a long way, until his life went out while he was saying the word echad of the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, if I was orchestrating this story, I would have had his life go out at the word b'chol nafshecha. Because those are the two words that represent that you give up your life. Why did his life go out at the word echad? Secondly, if you look at the next source, sorry, I don't have the English for this one. We'll speak it out inside. Source number 6, the Chaye Adam, he rules, he quotes from the Zohar, that when the person says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he says that word, he's supposed to think of himself as giving up his life for Kiddush Hashem, for sanctifying God's name. So he's supposed to envision himself giving up his life. And the Chayyadim says maybe it shouldn't be during the word Achad, maybe it should be right after the word Achad, so we don't get confused and mixed up in the middle of that word. But you're supposed to think, while you're saying the word Achad, that you yourself are giving up your life for Kiddush Hashem. Now again, I would have said, the Zohar made a mistake. He shouldn't have been during the word Achad, it should have been in the next Pasuk. V'chol nafshecha. That with your whole life you're supposed to give up towards Hashem. So why the word Echad? What's so special about the word Echad? So the Malbim explains on that Pasuk in Shema, he says as follows. He says that as we just said, one of the six constant mitzvos, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. It's all one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name representing Hashem's rachamim, His mercy on us, the good. Elokeinu, the name representing Hashem's judgment. Sometimes it looks bad. Hashem Echad, it's all Echad, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's all really rachamim, it's really all the pity of Hashem, the compassion of Hashem. It looks bad, but it's really good. The Malbim writes that in the ancient religions, they had multiple gods. They had a god that was good and a god that was bad. It was impossible for the other religions to attribute good and bad to one god. How could that be? The same god doing good and bad? No, there's the bad god. We're really scared of him. Stay away from him. Appease him. And then there's the good god. Oh, we love you. Two separate deities unrelated to one another. But we believe the exact opposite. The Hashem that seems compassionate, giving us all the good, the health, the wealth, the smarts, the talents, all the good things that we have. And Elokeinu, the one that sometimes gives us a cold and makes it difficult for us. Hashem Echad, it's all for the best. When someone goes ahead and he says that I couldn't come to Minyan this morning. Why couldn't I make it? I have a really, really bad cold. So because of that bad cold, I'm not able to advance spiritually today. That's a very, very bad mistake. Big mistake. The cold is also from God and is also part of our spiritual growth. The spiritual growth is supposed to be here as opposed to here. If a person says that I was up all night last night, my kid woke me up, kept me up the entire night. So today, I just want to let you know, I'm very grumpy. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to be nice, so please stay away. I'm not going to advance spiritually today. I'm not going to have Seder Panim Yafos. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to learn well. I'm not going to be so nice. I can't. It's not my fault. Last night my kid woke up. My kid's the bad guy. Kept me busy. I can't do it. One day off for my advance in spirituality. That is against this mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Of realizing that the fact that my kid kept me up last night was part of my challenge and my potential opportunity of growth in my spirituality. There's no bad separate, and then there's good. It's all one. It all becomes one. And we have to try to live with that in every single part of our life. When a person gives up his life for Kiddush Hashem, what he's doing is saying that it's not I have this body that I really like and really wants to continue doing things in this world, and I have a soul. It's divine, godly, spiritual, but the spirituality part of me says, you're not supposed to do this sin. But my physical says, but I want to live, so I'll do it. When I go ahead and I give up my life, I take my body and I say, my body is one with my soul. My body is one with the divine. We become echad. There's no Hashem's here and there's something else over here. It's all one. Hashem encompasses my physical body as well. Explains the Malbim, that is Kiddush Hashem. So in fact, he writes that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the precondition to the next pasuk of that you have to love Hashem, also one of the six constant mitzvos. You have to love Hashem with all your money and with all your body and your whole life. But first, you have to realize Hashem Echad, it's all one. My body and my soul are one. It's all divine. And when we come to Kiddush Hashem, man number two, we find the exact same thing. He refrained from a sin. No one knew about it. Or in Yosef's case, it turned out bad. People thought badly of him. But he refrained from a sin only for the sake of God. Or you perform a mitzvah only for the sake of God. That is a Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because my desire to go sin, my desire to do X, Y, or Z, it's not about that. My desire is Hashem's desire. It's all one. Become one with what's right with God, and I act that way. I create oneness of Hashem, and that is a Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem, man number three, is the exact same thing. When you see someone that's acting not like a regular person, right? There's no etiquette to walk around the celly all day long like this, right? And you don't have to go ahead and give that money to the taxi driver. You don't have to go ahead and run to make sure that someone has a meal downstairs if you know that he's going to be a few minutes late. You don't have to do that. No one will know that you didn't do it. No one will be upset at you. No one will think you're a lesser of a guy. But when you go lifnim mishuras hadin, says the Rambam, when you go and do something that's divine, that's what God is. Everything God is that He does is lifnim mishuras hadin, is beyond what He's obligated to do. He's not obligated to do anything. All the good is beyond. When a person starts to act in a divine way, and people look at him and they start to praise him, wow, look at that way of acting. I can't wait to start acting like that. That's what I want to be like. He's bringing the divine into this world. His actions, even the actions that aren't a sin or a mitzvah, are godly. He has created a oneness of God, and therefore He has created a Kiddush Hashem. This is very important. Some of us might not have that opportunity to give up our lives for God, right? But we can make God one in every single aspect of our lives. If we get sick, God forbid, or we have trouble with something, we could look at it as, this is God. What's the message? As if Noach used to always say, what is God telling you? What are we supposed to do about this? Everything is Hashem. And when we start to act in a godly manner, we realize that people all over the world are looking at us in this room. How do we act? How do we speak? How do we interact with other people? What do we represent? We come to learn Torah, that's a very exciting thing, a very special thing. It's supposed to allow us to grow and develop and become godly. But on the way up, because you're nervous, you're going to be late, and your Rebbe's going to call you and give it to you, so you bump the other guy on the way up the stairs, or you leave the food on the floor, or wherever it is downstairs. Kiddush Hashem, that's a Chilul Hashem. You're coming to the Beis Medrash, you're coming to sanctify God's name, you're coming to become more godly and bring oneness of God into this world, but then we act in an inappropriate way. Even for those 2 minutes. In those 2 minutes, we counter the 4 hours that we're about to embark on with Kiddush Hashem. So we have to realize that it's not about, okay, here we're learning, here we're growing, here we're developing, here we're bringing down the oneness of God, and then over there, well, that's something different. That's my break. I'm taking a break now. A break from what? There is nothing else. It's all God. While you're taking a break, you could also be experiencing God, and taking a break for the sake of God is also called Yichud Hashem, bringing the oneness of God. But if taking my break means that I'm not going to be nice to someone right now, or I'm going to hurt someone, or I'm going to do something that's inappropriate that's going to elicit bad responses, then that is against this idea of Kiddush Hashem and the idea of Yichud Hashem. There's one more source. Source number 9, which is just to throw out there, which is quite interesting, and that is another one of the 6 constant mitzvos, is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, loving Hashem. And the Rambam writes, in Perek Beis, of Yesodei Torah Lachot Beis, he says, V'heich He haderech lahavaso v'yirasa. What is that way to love God and fear Him? Bishasha yizbonein ha'adam b'maisav. When a person looks at the creations, the actions of God, ubruav, haniflaim, the awesome, incredible creations and actions, hagedolim, v'yirimehen, and he fears it, chachmaso she'ein lo erech v'lokeitz miyad, hu oev u'mishabeach u'mifayar u'mitavet ha'vagedola. Immediately, when he just thinks a little bit about the awesomeness, vastness, the greatness of all that Hashem has created in the world, all Hashem has done for us, all of a sudden, that elicits a response. What is that? The exact same response that the Rambam wrote three chapters later, which we just learned. When you see a person that acts divine, and you start to, exact same thing, Mishabeach, you're Oev, you love him, Mishabeach, you praise him, and you just desire to be like that. You want to be close to that. The exact same thing. For Avas Hashem, what does it mean to love Hashem? That you start to have those same feelings that you have towards a person that represents Hashem's way of acting. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is in some way similar to the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, of Kiddush Hashem. That's why the next pasuk after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Ve'ahavta, as the Malbim says, and when I realize that everything is for the good, I'm going to love Hashem. Even if something doesn't seem so good, I'm going to love Him. Because I know it's all for the good. And that same response that God creates, when we think about God and all His awesomeness, is the same reaction that we're supposed to create in all of our daily actions with people. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, 17b, Rav Ashi makes a very startling statement. He says that the non-Jewish residents of the city of Masa Mechasia were Abirei Lev. Literally what that means is people with strong hearts. Okay, not all the people in the world are that. That specific community were Abirei Lev, people with a strong heart. And the Gemara says, why? What made them have a strong heart? What is that? So the Gemara says, because twice a year, there was a massive Torah study, which took place in the city. This is what they called the Yarchei Kala. In the month, Yarchei months, plural, Kala of gathering, where people would gather twice a year to learn and be mechazik and strengthen themselves. In the month of Adar, so they could learn about the upcoming Pesach holiday. And the month of Elul, so they could learn about the upcoming Sukkot holiday. And 2 months a year, multitudes of people, tons of amounts of people were coming to Masa Mechasa, coming to this town, and they were learning. It was an awesome event, like something that we think of when we think about the Siyum HaShas, Madison Square Garden, or MetLife Stadium, whatever. You're talking 100,000 people together, everyone's there, it's massive. That was happening in the town of Masa Mechasa. And the Gemara says that even though such an incredible event happened twice a year, not one person ever converted from that town to Judaism. And therefore, it has to be that they were Abirei Lev, people with very strong, stubborn hearts. Meaning what? The Gemara is telling us something very fascinating. If they wouldn't have had Abirei Lev, they wouldn't have had strong hearts, they would have just been regular people, they would have seen this awesome experience of people coming together to learn Torah and to grow, and people that are acting divine, and that would have created and caused other people to convert to Judaism. Because that is what a Yarchei Kala is supposed to be. A Yarchei Kala is not just an opportunity to come together and learn a little bit, learn a specific topic, and then go back to our regular schedule, go back to our regular lifestyle. For those who came to visit and to learn here, to just go back to your businesses and carry on like before. But it's supposed to be something that creates such an energy, such an influence, that people on the outside say, whoa, I want to do this. So inspired about learning about the six constant mitzvos and how it could change your life, about Kiddush Hashem, what it means to sanctify Hashem's name. to learn about the 48 ways and then go ahead and say, well, that's going to change me afterwards. I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to walk out of the Beis Medrash different than I did before, and every person around me is going to say, "Woo, look at that guy. I want to be like that." Like Kiddush Hashem man number three. They start to praise you, and they start to say, "I want to be like you." It's supposed to be transformative. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we do it right this week, in the memory of Rav Noach Weinberg, who these three topics are so dear to him, Be'ezus Hashem, it won't be that just we are transformed through our learning, but we'll be elevated and then we'll pour forth, it'll transform many, many other people. And they'll say, look what they did over there, look what they learned, I want that! I want to learn that also! I also want to grow that way! And Be'ezus Hashem, that will create an incredible Kiddush Hashem where the entire world will be sanctified and grow and will be zocheh to the tremendous honor of Hashem's name. And we should have an incredible week.